The following interview was recorded on a Saturday, April 6th, 2024.
All right, we're good.
We're rolling now? Sure?
Okay. I say it looks so good. Wait. Let me just remember the script in my hand, huh? Wait, sa, before we start, come here. I know I'm taking a video, but that's not really like something for promotion. Show yourself in your princess self. Where is your guitar, Luis?
Wala. It's my guitar, is my voice.
Ew! Like, that is the most, like, grandiose, narcissistic thing I've ever heard. Huh? Yeah, I know. I could stop the video. Anyway, so, dili pa ta nagsugod na. This is, like, literally off the record, but on the record. Where's your fucking guitar?
Waligi ko yung guitar.
Ano man?
Because, like...
So, this is, you know, is this a new King's brand?
It's like...
Do you want to be a princess front man? Are you going to be a Haley thing? Would you put, like, crystals and shit on your microphone?
Good point. I might, like, just bring a different
bedazzled
color
and everything.
Time, right? Wow. No, but seriously, nindot siya nga. Yeah.
Nindot ko gawa makay dadun and poor brothers as usual.
No, the thing is, I'm an added crew member. So ako'y tig-alsa silang gitara.
Did you alsa their gitara?
Kani effects. Bukat ba kayo na metals?
Now you need to explain like the Bethany thing to Kinks. Now, we're talking about the band thing. Bethany has always been like, you know, you play the damn guitar. You bring all the gadgets and stuff.
Yeah.
Why now you don't have guitar? Because you're with your brothers and you need to enslave them?
No, from a soundscape perspective.
Don't give me the soundscape perspective. I'm an audience right now, Luis.
You don't need two guitars if you have keyboards in a way. Like,
okay.
Depends, and the music calls for it. Like, if we have a two guitar song, then of course I'll play a guitar. But if one guitar song, then okay, no one guitar.
I mean, I get that, the one guitar song. But let's pretend like we don't know music. What is the difference between explicitly Luis without the guitar and Luis with a guitar?
Luis without the guitar is
a supermodel. Sige, push mo yan. Push mo yan, Luis.
I'll be more of a communicator.
What do you communicate? Kasaba.
I'll use my hands.
Wait. We're gonna take a video right now. And can you just like show us an example, demo, how this new Luis brand is gonna look for the Kinks?
No, I'm just gonna be more freer. I'm gonna be using my hands a lot to communicate. Like, hey everybody, come to our show. Listen to our music. Diba, mulayat ko, masaya yun.
Mulayat ka?
Usahay.
Waiting for... Are you gonna dance?
No, I'm dorky, I know it. But you know what? It's just, we're all stepping into a new frontier. Mm-hmm. So let's see where it goes.
Well,
I'm not saying I'm like quitting guitar. Tukar man ko. Nanasan niyang projection ug iyang...
I am not projecting.
Allegations. Mano ka guitar.
Look, here's the thing. Luis Quebranza, three small letter I's. And then Diane, wala na guitar. Do you get what I mean? You're mind fucking... I'm an audience right now. You're mind fucking me.
Here's the thing. Like, kung Beth ka, yeah. If you know Bethany, but the Kinks is a new space. It's a safe space. Where everyone is accepted regardless of instrumental
preference.
Where it
just happens that the eldest brother doesn't have gadgets and the younger brothers have all theirs, bringing along heavy equipment and tools, right?
It's heavy is relative.
Ah,
it's not heavy.
Okay. Yeah. So this new Kinks, ladies and gents, now you heard it first in Podcast Historia.
Some themes, languages, and expressions might not be suitable for the very young audiences. Parental guidance is strongly advised. The following podcast episode is a Studio Historias production. Brought to you by Kibbs Dim Sum.
Welcome to Podcast Historias with me, Alfeca Perpetua, and this is your late night radio comedy talk feature commentary and interviews. Now, live performance from the Kinks. Guys, nakwe kanang kauban dere. The Kinks! There you go. So we're currently recording live, just like how we did it on radio back in the day. Are you the new host? Just because there's a video in front of you? Anyway, we are recording live right now, just like how we did it back in, not really back in the day, like 30 years ago, but I'm just talking about maybe like 14 years ago in old school radio, where we invite bands and they play live. But now we're playing live at Capitol Dream Studios.
Capitol Dreams.
With Tim Williams, belated happy birthday! Woohoo! And we also have Percival Mansueto.
Yeah.
showing us his moves right now, spreading his legs. I don't know what he's trying to do. I mean, I get it, but like, swipe right, Percival. So you'll be playing three songs, right?
Yes, we are.
And no, your brothers are playing music.
We will be performing our songs.
You are just singing.
Wow, just singing. Wow, cancel the album. Tanan vocalist,
scolding.
Just singing.
No, I mean, I get Gwen Stefani. But Luis Quebranza without his tools and his equipment. I mean, I'm gonna post this online where Percival will just keep on like.
It's gonna be a different experience.
You're gonna be a supermodel, honey.
It's gonna be a
this
different
is Princess
experience.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the first song?
This first song is called "Money Can't Buy Love."
I'm sorry. I'm not judging. No, that's so millennial. Do you know how to do the heart thing is the whole.
Right. There.
The hook, the video. Oh, diba? Giatay, magini mo, Luis.
No guitar?
Luis, weird yung kaya nga wala kay gitara, Luis. I'm not saying it looks feminine, but like,
oh,
Luis has always been.
It's just always been
you have a guitar in your gadget, so you need to explain to me why. You mentioned about like two guitars and one guitar song.
Yeah,
but I've always seen like Kings, well, maybe it was the Bethany side. It really does sound not better, but like kind of cool to have two guitars. So
yeah.
What makes Kings just a one guitar-ish band / Princess Syndrome?
Yes, you have a...
Can I have a guitar then, I'm sure?
No, I don't... Sorry, off the record. I don't think we're...
There's no such thing as off the record with Podcast Historius.
Exclusively one, no guitar, Kuya.
Yeah.
Luis.
We want to try new things.
Yeah, we're just exploring.
We want to try new things. It may work for tonight, but maybe for the next performance, we're going to do double guitars. We'll keep you
sometimes
surprised.
We even use three
guitars. Three guitars. Wow.
Oh, yeah, this guy plays guitar.
Yeah.
For real? Three guitars?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. Have you seen like double bass? There are bands with double bass.
I'm sure there are, but I haven't seen any.
Have you tried like two frontmen?
Kagkan man good. Linkin Park day.
Yeah, but it's Linkin Park.
Huh?
It's metal rap, but for pop, what's that name? Pop
modern
rock.
Like,
modern like sound with pop features.
Then yeah, the other one would do the hook heart and like Can we do the hook heart now? Oh my god, not 1987. What's the first song again? Like Money Can't Buy. Money Can't Buy Love.
Can't buy love.
Where is this inspired from? Can you please explain to me the title?
When I was trading in the Wall Street.
When I was what?
No, okay, so as a writer, like it's just a bunch of verses that I, mm-hmm. It's a bunch of verses that were poetic, but it felt real. Each line had something to say. And I guess that when I took a step back and I read it all, I was like, you know what? I could just sum this all up into like love and how like love is a beautiful thing.
I never thought it's just going to be like this. This is the softest side I've seen. I'm not kidding. I'm so proud of you. This is super inclusive. You're so in love. Happy anniversary wedding. I can't believe
thank
you're married,
you, thank
man.
You.
Anyway, what's the difference with this song compared to Bethany? Because we have to be honest here. 3/5 of Kings is Bethany. So you said this is going to reimagine.
Okay, so the Parallels track, mm-hmm. There really is a lot of Bethany in it. But in particular, Money Can't Buy Love, the Kings, there's piano.
Can you be a good kuya and say, we've got our two younger brothers with us and I can't be, you know.
And it's amazing to have everybody on board, like all the brothers and playing instruments. Yeah, the Kings is just a celebration. Like what we mentioned earlier, like we do not deny, like we're part Bethany, but we're also celebrating the future. You know what? Let's stop thinking of it as a timeline where there's the old and there's the new. Mm-hmm. Both bands exist. It's a parallel universe. Mm. The Kings is just Bethany, but it's the five of us instead of three.
Okay, you just scolded me. Don't scold me. All I'm saying is like the Kings is just the Kings. It's a quintet. It's five people and it's going to be a new sound. It's pop rock and more the feminine side. Is it? Is it about like...
Yeah, we universal in a way.
Uh-huh.
It's universal in a way.
Yeah.
But for Parallels...
And genre
it's,
and sound as well.
For Parallels, there's really a lot of Bethany in it because they are reimagined Bethany tracks.
Bethany.
But we already have like a bunch of songs we're working on, not yet finalized. We're excited to release these new songs because once we get them out there where they're like 101 new Kink stuff, you'd be like, oh, there it is. Like it's different.
Can I just say I heard kinks?
Kings. Not kinks. Kings.
Parallels is an EP.
Yes, ma'am.
Now available in all streaming
platforms.
Platforms.
Nationwide.
That are wholesome and Christian. For sure.
Marin.
Because Tito's going to kill me. Yes, this one is called Money Can't Buy Love. And listen to it first live on Podcast Historias. Can I have the the recording and a converse or something? I need
to na lang. Tim, awesome. Are we, if we go for the take two, pwede na option in case I'm waiting sa like the three songs basically. Two. Sige, take na lang ta. Yeah, safety basically. Para i-edit sa na. Hindi na ito mag-overdub ba?
I can already imagine how I'm gonna edit the talking. Like, Tim. Tim. Overdubbing? This is really fun. Anyway. So, are we gonna retake or not?
Yeah, same song.
Same song?
Yeah, safety thing.
Okay. Safety thing. Cool, go. 3, 2, 1, and... What? What? Wanna? Sige.
Mintra sa yo. Ay, tikasa.
All right. Let's go.
Fortress we almost breach. Try as you may, but your money can't buy love. Try as you may, but your money can't buy love. Disheartening. Some hearts can be
Peace with money can't buy. Pochera. Love.
Dinero.
Dinero. Guys, my, are you guys bored and tired already? That was the Kings with Money Boy Can't. Oh, there it is. All right. Okay, I said excited, not in the zoo. So our next second track would be?
The next track is Waiting.
Like the Bethany Waiting?
Yes, the Bethany.
Oh, so we're going to do a Bethany now.
Yes. No, it's the Kinks.
The Kinks.
Yeah.
Waiting.
The Kinks.
Reimagined.
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 Yes, ma'am.
Without you, guitar. I'm sorry. I know that you're going to hate me, but like, Waiting? Reimagined Waiting for the Kinks is literally...
You're going to think about Cold Rains.
No, I'm going to think about your lunges. I guess I am giving you a hard time because I miss you having a guitar, Luis.
You'll get it in the
After
next
14
show.
Years, you're going to change this shit? Like you groomed me as your audience, like thinking like you're going to be like a guitarist and now you're just going to be a dancer. I love the hand thing though. I'm talking to Mr. Percy right here. Did we take like a lot of hand gesture for Mr. Luis here?
Yes.
Is it sexy? Right. What's the next track again? Waiting. Reimagined.
Yes.
From Bethany and now performed by the Kinks.
Kinks. Waiting by the Kinks.
Let's get it on.
Confidence. I'm losing my confidence. I'm waiting for someone now.
Waiting.
reimagine it is. Like, I'm actually kind of...
Teary-eyed.
I'm not imagining it, but it's a little bit funny. I'm going to tell you what's happening. It sounds nice on record, but on real life, it was like, what's happening, man? Why is Luis feeling it and I'm not getting it? But at some point, how does it sound? No, I'm not going to explain the setup, Tim. Because you're telling me to explain.
I understand why you don't hear the same thing that we're hearing.
If you guys, like, hear a voice in the background, that's, like, my evil guardian angel telling me. But, yeah, like, I'm just letting you know that, again, we are at Capital Dream Studios. We've got a half Filipino as a...
why the race?
Because I can. I mean, just because I can doesn't mean I should, but I'm shooting right now. All I'm saying is we're at Capital Dream Studios at like literally 3 in the morning right now. There's a Barangay Tanod actually at the outside the gates. That's what's happening, right? I can say whatever I want to say. But they are having like a live recording, and this bitch right here didn't give me a monitor, so I'm like... That's what's happening. So, yes, I don't have a monitor. I don't know what's happening. It's really nice to hear like a reimagined waiting.
Thank you.
On a different perspective without monitors. So that's what's happening to me. Just the drums. Just the drums and a little bit of Angie's guitar. Yeah, I can. I can. The air guitar. Yeah. They're having a conversation without me? I'm being a bitch right now because it's just really kind of sweet, you know? Like, I took a video of Luis right now just closing his eyes and waiting for you. Because waiting is like one of the first tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys literally like doing what? A scolding thing while I'm...
No. We
focus. I am bullying you right now. Waiting is one of the first tracks that really cemented Bethany as a rock band in Southeast Asia. I'm not kidding.
Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. But yes, it was our we call it you know, the carrier single. So that was it for us.
Thank you for mansplaining it to me, sir.
Wow.
Thank you for mansplaining, sir. No. Why did you even like resign from being a college? I know what a carrier single is. But the thing is, this literally is a reimagine. This is pretty like a new version. And I like this new version with you just feeling your emotions. And I got it on video. And it's going to be like podcast histories, archives, the possibilities of me and Reels, all these vertical content. And just like, whew, Luis Quebranza without the guitars and married. Just letting you know, girls, he's not available. The ones who are available here.
Me.
I've got Percy Mansueto. I don't know if that got like in the condenser pencil microphones, right? Probably. Percy Mansueto is single. Are you available or you're going to be focusing on law, Jose? Both.
Both. Available and focused.
Available and focused. How about you, sir? Chatsko.
Available.
Available.
Yeah.
But not focused.
Not focused.
Available.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, it's for you to find out. Swipe right. Next song is...
Beautiful Show.
Beautiful Show? Beautiful Show. Yeah. What is... Are you okay, Tim?
No, it's the thing they do live.
Beautiful Show, we wrote it because the lyrics
Marilyn
like
Manson.
Our own
No,
we wrote it for the crowd basically.
For
so
me.
It's what makes them you people.
Did you just pluralize me again, Luis? Yeah. Luis, I'm sorry. I know that you guys are like deaf right now, but I screamed. You cannot. I know that I'm fat, Luis.
Wow.
You people.
No, like we the everybody.
Everybody.
Like,
okay, so you
for
you wrote
anybody
this?
For you know a crowd of 5 to a crowd of 500. It's what makes the show beautiful, and that's them. And this, and we wrote a little chant something. Like, it's just a melody that we like.
We're gonna
to
be
sing.
Chanting at 3 in the morning.
It's not a chant.
In Pagsabungan Mandawi.
In fact, it's the favorite song of our niece, Camilla. She sings the part like.
Aww.
We have a video,
Camilla. If we're gonna be listening to this 50 years from now, it's super archives.
True.
We pretty much like apparently according to your uncle Luis who'll be like super senile at some point.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Well, they wrote it for you. And that's really, really sweet. And just letting you know that your uncle is really naked right now without the guitar. And I'm your Tita Pixie at some point. I haven't met you yet. I will meet her.
What? Pixie?
Yeah, I am Tita Pixie.
What?
Yes, I am Tita Pixie with for the kids.
Okay, okay.
Why?
Okay.
Do I not look like a...
I just heard it
you
now.
You pluralized me. You somehow just called me fat. And now you don't believe that I am a Tita Pixie?
I thought you're like... right.
Sick. Salaman. Beautiful show. Sige na, ay, yate. Show for 500. Wait, what happens if it becomes like a show 501?
Lingaw.
Wala na
appeal. Beautiful shows na, plural.
Wala na. Ano day, dili na plural ang 500. Well, you know, if it's just me, I'm pluralized.
This song goes out to Pixie, Percy, and Tim.
Ano man?
Wala lang. Kaya naman mo diri.
I don't understand, but okay, sige. Give us a show, bi kapuyan eh, muhang ka ng nangasaba. Can we like focus and pretend this is literally like...
Yeah, I'm focused.
You know what's happening right now? Like, Luis here is just like mouthing at everyone, telling them what to do. Nangasaba siya ni Paolo, ano dili daw. Mana ang nahitabo?
Dili, no.
Ano mo? Sa may yung mouth ni mo?
Nihatag ingon mo beautiful show ni ingon na sa ko sige to kaya nata. Moro good.
Dili mo manukar kung dili ko mo ingon, Luis. This is a podcast episode. No, I'm kidding. Can you like dance for the audience man kaha, right? Dance for us, ha?
Dance
like
for
I'm tired now with all your like squeezing whatever and the hands in the pocket. I want you to sway your hips for the crowd.
Okay.
Fuck, just like I give up. Yes, because, all right, so beautiful show. What makes this, can you not do that when I'm actually like just focusing on presenting? What makes beautiful show a different song compared to the reimagined Bethany Waiting?
Beautiful show, the Kinks, is there's a bit of arrangement. Mm-hmm. Like we changed up some of the verses, some of the choruses. Mm-hmm. And there's a more organic approach.
Pag drugs. April 6, matagang. It's not like April 20.
Technically speaking, we just tweaked the sequences. And a bit of the intro and the outro just to make it more like crowd-friendly.
Crowd-friendly.
Yeah. So everyone can sing along, even to those listening to the podcast right now.
I'm going to sing along at a podcast. That is like super
meta.
Creepy. Why would I sing along? Why not? This is like one of your favorite tracks, Mr. Tim Williams, right? The show? Beautiful show? Indeed. Only a half Filipino would say indeed, Tim. Did you just give me the fink? Did you just flip on me? Well, that's Riz, and you're wearing a cap, and respect. Beautiful show happening right now at Capital Dream Studio. This is The Kinks, Bethany Reimagined, very sexy, Kibranza Brothers.
This town, we'll watch them burn from black to gold, fill the skies with fire, let your spirit glow. Such a beautiful scene.
show by the Kings. That's actually really nice. Take two again. Beautiful show. It's really nice. Aww. Parallels again is an EP album of the Kings. It's available everywhere, streaming platform except for Pornhub, but like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and everything else in the world, more or less. Are you proud?
Yeah, I'm very happy that we got this rolling.
When have you been like thinking, like, you know what, I've enslaved my little brothers, like back in Bethany days, and now, like, you know, they're part of like Bethany Reimagined, which is the Kings.
Yeah.
See, I knew it. I fucking knew it, Luis. This is like
free labor.
This is like oldest sibling behavior. But like you're actually as the frontman for Bethany and the Kings, and you know, no choice. They have no choice to become like, it's just, you're just like grooming everyone.
They came here on their own free will.
Somebody
you could ask them.
The older sibling behavior. Angelo, what do you think of the Kings so far?
I'm loving it. Tinoray lang, it's fun to bond with the brothers through music, because other brothers, they might do mga Dota, basketball. Although we kind of do those stuff. Pero I think we excel, I think, together in music, so it's fun to do it.
Mm-hmm. Ang tinood, ang dili tinood, unsa man.
Dili tinood kay ingon among parents na magbanding gyapon mi, so mo na ni para nila. Para ni sa among ginikanan.
Magbanding ta pero.
Dili na joke na. We did this. Nasa na ilang choice. I don't know.
Ignatjud. I-push jud gang. This is like their choice.
No, I think easy put. Okay, lisod siya if you have bandmates or brothers, because like mas direct yung communication. Pero I think it's also easy, because easy lang to communicate way ikugay, and I think it's fun also. Lahit pa ng chemistry.
Yeah, you know, there's like that sibling thing where you just like make hand signals and they get it.
Mm-hmm. Like what you did a while back. This corporate speak when you said, usa to? Like easy to communicate. All I'm saying like, oy, Paolo, asa man to? You missed a note. Asa's Paolo gang? Paolo, there it is, Paolo. I'm sorry, you're wearing black and it's too much Kibranza brothers in the nights, man. But yeah, like Angelo, I'm gonna call you Angie, man. That's really
my mom calls me Angie, so you're like my mom.
No, we're not gonna go there. Paolo, you've been like a minor when you started with Bethany.
Yes.
And I'm still blaming your oldest brother for that. How do you feel now that like Fonso and Chesco Gamburza is like part of the band now? You know, like it's always been three. You've always been the...
For me, it's always been the same. Outside of the Kings, mm-hmm. as brothers, we play music a lot at mm-hmm. home before. So it's the same feeling. It's fun. It's mm-hmm. rowdy because it's us five all together. But at the end of the day, for me personally, I enjoy doing this. So yeah,
you're not forced. You kind of notice like the theme here, like just.
Sa
what you call it? Luis.
Our parents asked us to bond, so that's why we form a band.
Say it.
In mass communications, there is a theory called agenda.
Do not fucking mass communications.
You were setting the agenda.
Do not fucking mass communications me. Do you want to know what Bobby said? He's the one told me to groom naman in the zone. Do not fuck with me. But it's fun.
We love Bobby. I call him Johnny. He knows why. No. I love Johnny.
Actually.
I love Johnny.
But like, all I'm saying is, I'm gonna be honest, it's not really projecting, but it's like, again, like I said, this is rare. Not every sibling is this close.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna bully you.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, it is a blessing. Like five brothers, like doing the same thing and understanding like the genre, because like a lot of siblings don't understand like so many mugi paminoy rakrak mana and
for me at the end of the day, I think I'd like to of course thank our parents mm-hmm. for raising up in a way na makasinabot rasad mi five, and in a way the five of us naturally makasinabot rasad gyud mm-hmm. so
yeah
it may be a rare occurrence, but kanang,
for us,
yeah,
for us, like really bad childhood and traumatic, really sad.
If I may interject, so like
maskum thing me.
Na timing.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you could have decided something else. Oh my God, he's really focused on two fingers on his like temple right now. Piccolo, are you doing? Like, what's going on, Luis?
Yeah. If I may say, kanang dili bitaw siya utopia. Like, it's not like yay, we're like happy and wagi away. Of course, it's there. And then ang nakanindot lang kay, like what Fonso sir said earlier. Like in terms of music, there's a vision, and we align ourselves with that vision.
Yeah.
So we understand like the nitty gritty. Or whatever, if there's mga misunderstanding or miscommunication, we try to patch it up in line with the vision. Because we're not like here to like, I think the five of us, for sure, we're not like an ego show, you know, like I'm my own thing and you're your own thing. It's all collaborative. And regarding music,
this has become a really serious podcast.
But
I feel like,
no, but ang genre,
should I have a confession right now? I feel like I just sinned.
Ang genre, it's not utopic in a way nga nakasinabot kami. It's a lot of back and forth. They share their stuff.
Sure.
We share our stuff. Paolo has requests. Angelo has requests.
Paolo, what are your requests?
Usually? Lang in general, like musical.
Okay.
Yeah. But basically, we are aligned with the vision of we as brothers would like to leave something to the world, like our mark. You know, as music as an art form. We've done something.
Wait, you know what? You agendaed me, kanina. Is this like a Quebranza agenda, like world domination at some point?
No.
At the end of the day, I just keep telling them every time when we play or practice, okay, bahala na, have fun lang. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
So, have fun lang. Lingaw-lingaw lang ba?
Can you?
Yay!
Your corporate speak a while back. Yeah. But all I'm saying is like, you know, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like Hayley Williams, for example, right? Like Paramore.
Yeah. Why?
Luis can go ahead and do solo. Do you get what I mean? Or like two brothers will like
we've all coordinate.
So but like it's still Bethany and Kibranza. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but
this is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not kissing your ass.
Thank you.
But then you just agendaed me a while back. No. But I can feel this is like a Kibranza kind of like campaign, like Kibs first and the Kings. And what's our next real estate? What's going on?
Okay,
you use the front cam the whole time.
Yeah, I did. Why?
I thought take a video. You were taking video of the shelf. Well, why can't I take the whole time video?
Oh my God, I did?
Yeah.
I don't know.
51 minutes of.
So, what's going on right now is.
Wow!
Have fun lang, diba? Relax lang, good.
Yawan.
Can you explain what happened, Paolo?
So the file took a bit to load, so I thought he took a video of that
the wall,
and then it loaded. Apparently, it wasn't the wall.
Mo English, or as in like mura juga ka nang nag-record. No, ang nahitabuan eh, si Luis.
Ah, sige, so mon siya, to Carmen niya, pagpindot niya record, dito, abi na ko nga ang bumbong to. Pag-loading na, atubang ni Aydiri sa amo.
Ah!
Pagkumbulata ba?
Okay.
Pero on some time, feeling ni mo, Luis, ko na front cam to. Agenda pa kanina, masko.
Maklaro na yun, yung akong kinamagawangan.
Pero okay ra, pahit ra.
Oh, but trivia, people don't get gabi ang akong eldest. Guess, kinsang eldest.
How?
Wala lang, I'm just saying. I mean, like Percy, kaming Percy nga batch.
I'm krabihan lang ganun eh, murag kanag. Anyway.
Ikaw
ka? No, mabawaan man kay, you know, like we are different heights and, do you get what I mean? Like the height.
Ako sometimes I get mistaken as either the eldest or second.
Pero maglibog sila kaya ako ang batasan mag when I'm with my sisters. Again, different dynamic, right? I become very spoiled and whiny with my sisters and I love it. The fact that I make them as if the eldest, whatever. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah, have fun. But like, dili man maan nga magwang mag-mabawaan mag-mabawaan kay If I become really serious, I'm very serious. If dili kay dili, and then mabawaan ang young guests kay they just roll their eyes all the time because like unsa naman sa gibuhat ni ate, I don't fucking care.
Have fun.
Luis is happy that but lately people think that I'm Angelo is older than Luis.
Bare Luis, eh.
At first di pa ko mutuo, but no. At first di pa ko mutuo, like maybe one friend, pero medyo medyo niabot na siguro like almost 10 friends na ay. What's happening? Why is it like this? And it's because of my background wearing suits for the past 12 years na I look
You wore suits?
Yeah. I'll show I'll send you.
I don't want to. Please do not send me. Angelo, for goodness sakes. You're married too.
I was having fun lang gihapon.
You don't send people your suited. No! I mean, respectfully.
I'll send you my LinkedIn ba? Kung LinkedIn. I'll send you my LinkedIn respectfully. I was corporate guy. But with the Kings, I'm so happy to pursue more music and hopefully be known more for music. And I know I need gihapon to be known for my real estate because I need money. Pero, just kidding. But
it's not kidding. We need money, man.
You can't buy love. That's what Luis sang the first song, and I believe so. Tinoray lang, I need the money. Pero, so that's why you buy the album, Apple, and Spotify, no stream, ano, diba?
Bito, you need royalty to stream like a million plays to earn
so,
10 pesos.
Here, to listen to YouTube and Apple Music. But again, seriously, about...
You're wearing suits and you're gonna slip into my DMs and just send it and no, okay? Without permission, no. Yeah. Luis, feels like kayo nga bata na kayo karun.
Hindi man ako, feel tinood man.
Or binata. Narabi na, bata katanaon or bata-bata katanaon.
Lige, actually... About the youngest, let's hear from the youngest.
Bitaw.
Well, for me.
Yes, Chesco. Like being the youngest, how do you feel about your oldest brother feeling he's like younger than you?
Nah, I...
They just had like a nod thing. Luis, this... Are you...
It's weird because objectively, I checked this guy's eyes like a few weeks ago, literally after school. And I know for a fact that he's at the age where...
I mean... The science says
3 to 5 years, he's going to need like... reading glasses or something, so you know,
he just literally out you. Well, medically and clinically, you are old.
Doctor's code, diba?
It's a Hippocratic oath or whatever.
Somebody,
yeah,
gang 1981. Gang, do not fuck with me. Their year of the rapid shit. Thank you so much for listening to Podcast Historias. Again, the Kings, you can find them everywhere except for Pornhub because they are very wholesome. Mm-hmm. Please do not slip your suit pictures in my DMs, Angelo. For goodness sakes, give me. Ayo, pagsensendya! Sindi-sindi again. Does your wife even know you're here? Okay. Paolo, for sure. Okay, you're the dad. You're not the dad yet, Kerang Luis. You're not a zaddy yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, ayaw mo pag zaddy-zaddy sa akin. Mga bata po mo mga giyahak.
Baby zaddy.
All right. The Kings again. I don't stream on Spotify. I mean, the first Ben Aninos. It's gonna be like, just make it like a pilot. Yeah, but it's 0.00. I mean, I know what royalties are. I should know. Anyway, I was about to say something, but shouldn't be. The Kings again is available everywhere. Kings Music is the social handle on Facebook, Instagram. Do not correct me. I hate X. KX really does sound so sexual and shit. But Elon Musk, more or less. But like formerly Twitter, Threads, and everywhere else. And hopefully more content. We'll be releasing a lot of disrespectful content for Podcast Historias. Podcast Historias is just a little bit Podcast Historias here. I'm gonna use this platform to explain myself. And thank you so much, the Kings, again for saying yes. Tim Williams, thank you for accommodating us, and most especially like Percy for like this is me talking to you as a producer, but as a fucking presenter. Ngano na yung position, Luis? Ngano mo na yung no, weird one. Juko mo wala yung gitara. But like, did you guys have fun?
Yes, we did.
For sure. I know I became more like a little bit serious, but that's like something that, I want to really communicate. siya. I mean, Podcast Historias has been, damn. Guess bilang edad sa Podcast Historias.
No. Uy.
I'm not mistaken, I think 7 or 8.
Yeah, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started around like, well, it's been in the plans 2008, 2009, and it materialized around 2017. First was 2018. Pila pa edad mo to, Chesco?
18.
So and then, you know, like Quartz was regular. Reluctantly, you know, and then we kind of grew up. And I've always said season 4 became season 4 because Quartz was pretty much a big chunk of Podcast Historias. I mean, you get what I mean? Like, they always ask, which is fucking annoying, okay? You know, people are like, it seems like it's the Podcast Historias with Quartz Cortez, but at some point, like, why are you guys like asking, where's Quartz? Kano sama kwan si Quartz? But Quartz is really like going through a lot this time. So I guess I have to respect that. No, not I guess. I have to respect that. But you know, sometimes I guess I somehow guess myself that do I really need to respect Quartz? No, he's schmortz now. We are not talking because I hate him. We're not friends right now. But actually, we're friends. I'm just giving him space. I'm about to say something, but I'm not allowed to. But it's like a joke. But never mind. He has a third leg. It's not sexual at some point. But anyway, listen to Podcast Historias. Again, we're on Spotify. This show is brought to you by Kibbs Dim Sum.
Kibbs Dim Sum.
And also,
thank you.
Thank you, Kibbs.
Yo, Pixie, thank you for having us. Grabe, lingaw kayo.
Pixie, kagriha. Ano yung dagway? Diligid na bata. I mean, like, you know. What are you doing now? You're using, Podcast Historias is pretty much like available everywhere. I kind of wish it's available at Pornhub. I tried opening. I there's actually an OnlyFans for Podcast Historias, but no video, just an account. I got banned for Tinder because I registered myself as Podcast Historias and someone reported me because I am not Podcast Historias is not a person apparently. So di na ko, wala na ko Tinder, but I'm available somehow on Bumble. You can swipe me. Speaking of Bumble, Percival Mansueto here is very single. So unsay mo mga type nga magpa swipe? Straight, female, 18 years old. Pagtarong diya, ha unsa? Unsay 16? Fafa female. Ah, okay, sige. Anyway, anything else you guys want to add? The shout out?
Yeah, we'd like to say thank you to our family and friends listening to this podcast right now. And please do follow us on our socials, The Kings, and watch out for more content in the next months to come.
Yeah, and we also like to give a special shout out to the people involved in helping us create Parallels, the EP, Laz, and of course, the man here right now, Tim.
Tim, happy birthday.
Sir Tim.
Sir Tim.
And
ABCD.
And of David. Course, David as well.
Who's David?
David, one of our mates.
We outsourced part of the programming to our friend.
Yeah.
Manila. He's based in Manila.
He's based in Manila. Close friend of my childhood
friend. Is he of legal
friend.
Age, Luis?
Yeah, he's like, what, 32?
34,
like
35.
It's like super ancient. Is he single? No, I'm kidding.
Nice, man.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, yeah, thank you to our family and friends as well for the constant support. Mm-hmm. And we hope you guys would love our future releases coming very soon.
Mm-hmm. Unsay rating gani aning episode? Kaya akong ipang bleep ang mga vulgarity and whatever.
PG-13.
Ipang bleep ba na ang mga stuff? Ay, paminaw mo niyo ang niece, no? What's her name again? Your little baby?
Camila.
Camila, if you're listening to this 150 years later, I am so sorry that your Uncle Luis thinks he's younger than your Uncle Angelo. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Thank you so much again, guys. Again, Podcast Historias in all platforms. Technically, it's with Elfeca Perpetua because I'm going to bleep that shit out, but it's really pissing me off. But anyway, that's it. Up next, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that there will be more this type of format for Podcast Historias. And I can't wait for the promotions for The Kings. So much memeable stuff and half Filipinos. And please do not. Are you sending me Anyway, that's it. It's been like, what time is it? It's 4:30 in the morning, yeah. Right? Gang, yata.
Get some shut eye.
Ang barangay, tanods pagsabungan, gang. Tim, again, thank you so much for accommodating
thank you.
Us.
Thank you very much.
Capital Dream Studios, again, is available for any recording, right? It's a home studio. You can bribe the barangay tanod of if you want like a 5:30 in the morning session. What else? What else? Any shout out? Anything? Crush ninyo? Wala na? Mora na?
Oh, good.
You're good? That's it? Percy, do you have anything to say? You're good? Okay. You're nice and kind? Good. We need to have a little bit like a 10-minute talk about your skin cap, skincare. A skin cap, like your kneecap skincare. Have you seen his kneecaps? Have you seen his kneecaps?
No, I don't.
That is the true it pretty much outs your real age.
Really?
Your kneecaps.
Okay.
You need to have like an exclusive skincare routine for your kneecaps itself. If you want to be like younger than like Angie right here, you need to have like hyaluronic acid. What's that? Hyaluronic acid, retinol, and all that stuff. This is how it is when you're with a lot of boys. Yeah, one more thing. Can you suggest like whoever is I'm going to interview next episode?
Or do you want to mute? What kind of like a musician?
Ready,
ato man i-qualify. Ang amo sa random.
Nagbisag unsa lang. Who do you want? Like, who do you want me to interview next? Or would you like me to talk?
Entrepreneurial, creative sector.
Gang, Podcast Historias is a late night radio comedy talk featuring comedy and interviews featuring music, art, science, and sex education and health. Ngayon, abot na makag-entrepreneurship. Ayaw na pagsutpik niya. Anyway, thank you so much. And again, Tim, belated happy birthday. Kibok kasi mag-edit na ng podcast ako gihapon, so good luck. Anyway, that's about it, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye. Yay.
I love you.
Podcast Historias. We'll be right back. Until further notice.